بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قبل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحسن بن علي رضي الله عنهما، وعنده الأقرع بن حابس، فقال أقرع: إن لي عشرة من الولد ما قبلت منهم أحدا. فنظر إليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: من لا يرحم لا يرحم. متفق عليه. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: قدم ناس من الأعراب على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالوا: أتقبلون صبيانكم؟ فقال: نعم. قالوا: لكننا والله ما نقبل. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أو أملك إن كان الله نزع من قلوبكم الرحمة. متفق عليه. In these two hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, in which he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed his grandson Hassan bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala. At that time, Aqra' bin Habis radiallahu ta'ala was standing next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he observed this. So Aqra' was astonished, was surprised. And he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that verily I have 10 children and never have I ever kissed any one of them. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked towards him and said, that person who does not show mercy and compassion will not be shown to him. In the second narration narrated by Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that a group of Bedouins had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and perhaps they had seen Sahaba kissing their children. So they asked, أَتُقَبِّلُونَ سُبْيَانَكُمْ? Do you people kiss your children? Rasulullah said, yes. They said, well, as far as we are concerned, we don't ever kiss our children. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what could I do when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has snatched away mercy from your hearts? In other words, in what control do I have over you now when Allah has removed mercy from your hearts? So in these two ahadiths, we understand, because the chapter we are doing is showing sanctity and honor to a Muslim, showing compassion, mercy to a Muslim. Our children are also part of the Muslim Ummah. They are our blood and flesh. Sharia teaches us to even show them compassion and mercy to such an extent that a father should kiss his child, a mother should kiss her child. And Rasulullah mentioned very clearly that that person who does not show mercy to others, then Allah will not show mercy to him. A similar incident when these Bedouins came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they asked this question, that do you kiss your children? And Rasulullah said yes. They said, we don't ever kiss our children. Nabi Kareem, in answer and reply to this, he said, it seems that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken away mercy from your heart. In other words, you don't have that compassion in your heart. You don't have that love in your heart. With your own child, if you are unable to show mercy and compassion, then how will you show mercy and compassion to mankind? And the next hadith, وَعَنْ جَرِيرِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمِ النَّاسِ لَا يَرْحَمُهُ اللَّهُ. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. That person who does not show mercy to mankind, Allah will not show mercy to him. So here, an-nas is general. It involves Muslim, non-Muslim, every person. In fact, in Islam, we have seen those people who even showed mercy to animals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated their stages in the akhirat. That woman who was a prostitute, she felt pity for a dog which was thirsty, dying out of thirst. And even though she was a loose woman, she was a bad person, but she showed mercy and compassion to an animal, and she gave that dog, the thirsty dog, water to drink. On that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave her all her sins, and Allah gave her Jannah. So this is what we need to have: mercy for humanity, mercy for mankind, mercy especially for Muslim brothers and sisters, and even more so for our family members and our near ones, our dear ones, our children. In one exam, one student, he didn't know the answers and he was failing. In the end, he put this hadith: that person who does not show mercy to others, Allah won't show mercy to him. That's the incorrect place to put. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah. It's a simple hadith we did today. Of course, show mercy to our children. They look for love and compassion. In those cases where the parents are very harsh and cruel to their children, then the child lacks attention. And when the child lacks attention, the child will do crazy things. And then the teacher will complain, and the apa will complain, that what's wrong with the child, he's like this. But the root cause was, the parent never showed love to this child. So if you show love to your child, care to your child, for your child, then inshallah, the child will listen to you. The child will never rebel against you. We did last night, Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. He was pious. He was loving, caring for his parents. So if you show that love to your children, inshallah, their tarbiyah will be done well. But if you ignore them and don't give them any attention, the child comes to you and it wants to ask you something and you ignore, I'm too busy. There's a famous story we may have heard before. It was in America and the child comes to the father and, Dad, please, can you speak to me? Can you give me a few minutes? The father is too busy and he says, no, chases the child away. It happened several times until one day the child asked the father, how much do you earn? So he got even more angry. What are you worried about? How much I earn? Any case, the father happened to say whatever he earns. The child collected some money and then comes to the father, Dad, can I buy this amount of time from you so that you may give me a hearing? May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to show compassion and love to our children. Inshallah, we will do that. Allah will have mercy upon us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.